Hello and welcome to the first Logos Ministries International podcast, the aim of which is to inform people about the work which is going on throughout the different departments which make up the ministry. I'm your host Alan Durish, and today I'm joined by the LMI Youth and Schools Outreach Team, Alison Kernahan, Becky Watson and Danny Roberts. Next week sees the start of the team's outreach for the 2014-15 academic year, so we felt it would be a good opportunity to get together and learn more about the work they'll be doing. You're all very welcome. Alison, I'm going to start with you. We may have listeners who don't know much about the LMI Youth and Schools Outreach work. Could you tell us a bit about it?
Okay, well, Youth and Schools Outreach work first became a part of the LMI ministry in 1989. Its main aim is to reach today's young people with the claims and challenges of Jesus, and you'll probably hear more about how we do that through the next following questions. Every year we speak to thousands of young people across many different schools. We visit post-primary schools from across the various sectors, and we are getting busier every year, which is great.
Okay, so Becky, I understand that the team use a number of different programmes to share the truth of God's word with young people. Could you tell us a little more about the types of programmes that you use and the methods that you use to teach them?
Yeah, we tend to try and stick to topics that are more to do with them, that relate to them. One of our most popular topics would be identity, which talks about their identity in God and also where they get their identity from, what influences them. We have a whole load of other topics that we do, like forgiveness. There's loads, but we just try and do games, try and make it a bit more friendly for them, a friendly atmosphere. We also try and have some discussions in groups. But we tend to try and use the time that we have the best way that we can. So maybe start it off with a game just to try and get the atmosphere to be a bit more fun. And then we try and just bring the message of God into each of our programmes.
That sounds really great. Mixture of fun and the important stuff as well. Awesome. Okay, so Danny, rightly or wrongly, there's a perception that young people are often obsessed with social media, television, their appearance or other issues, with little thought given to Christianity. However, I know that you found that young people you meet engage really well with the LMI Youth and Schools work, often asking profound questions and seeking to know more about God. What do you think it is about the LMI Youth and Schools program that young people find most engaging? And could you give us some examples of the types of questions and issues that are raised with the team?
Well, I think first of all, young people are obsessed with social media and their appearance and all sorts of different things like that. I think like a lot of people of their generation, they're going to be, because that's what they've grown up with. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. And our topics tend to be relevant to them. They tend to talk about things like social media, and we go through a lot of different questions and link it back to the Bible. We've got a series of questions that we do called the What If series, which we've done in schools before, and that tends to prompt a lot of questions when it comes to who is Jesus and did he really live, and a lot to do with the creation and evolution debate as well, that have come up in a lot of the things that we've done, which has always been really interesting to be able to discuss. So I think the fact that we're relational tends to be the main reason why we tend to have so much engagement from the young people during the lessons that we do.
Okay, that's really great. And would there, just out of curiosity, off the top of your head, has there ever been a time that you can remember a kid asking you a question that took you out of the blue, or that you didn't expect, or has there ever been anything like that?
In this question right now.
Apart from this question, yeah.
Not in particular. I think because the topics are based around a specific subject, I think the questions that are going to come out, generally you're sort of semi-prepared for. I think so. There hasn't been anything that's really took us out of the blue, but there's always time for that to happen.
Yeah, it's always a possibility. We'll see what this year holds. Okay, so Becky, your work allows you to speak to young people about a wide variety of topics, as we've just heard from Danny. However, what is the most important message that you think young people need to hear?
Well, I think that today young people are sort of facing a lot of different issues, like, relationships are a huge thing in schools, and friendships and that sort of stuff. And I think everybody sort of goes through the motions of getting a friend full night with a friend, you know, boyfriends, girlfriends full night with each other. Even where family is concerned, there's a lot of young people who maybe feel rejection and stuff in this day and age. And I think that without trying to sound cheesy or cliche, the most important message is that God loves them and that God accepts them as well. And I think sometimes they probably, don't really want to accept that themselves. So our main aim is to go in and just to show them that that they are special to someone, that they are loved by someone, and that someone is God who created this universe. And I think that's an amazing message that we get the privilege to bring into schools.
Yeah, that's really awesome. What a great message. Alison, of course, working in schools means that relationships with teachers are really important. And I know that many of the teachers you've worked with really appreciate the efforts of the team and entrust a great responsibility to you to conduct RE classes, take assemblies and speak at SU group meetings. How do you feel the team is best able to help teachers?
We are really there to come alongside and assist teachers, whether that is through RE classes, scripture union groups or assemblies. As explained earlier in the podcast, all of our programmes are high quality, interactive and also educational. And, you know, as an outside organisation, we can offer a unique insight into many different topics, mm-hmm. which is covered in schools. And also part of the work that we want to do is encourage teachers in the work that they are doing, as it's not always easy to talk about such difficult topics.
Yeah. No, that's really good. Thank you. Okay, so our last question is for Danny. Danny, last year, LMI's Youth and Schools Outreach team made an incredible 50 school visits, took 94 RE classes, spoke with 29 SU groups, delivered 20 different programmes, and spoke to an amazing 4,794 young people. Looking ahead to next week and the beginning of LMI's schoolwork for 2014-15, what are your hopes for the year ahead?
I think it's just to try and do the same thing again and to try and to get into more schools. We love the work that we do, and to be able to get into more schools, to be able to do more RE lessons and scripture union groups and assemblies, it would be amazing. So your hope is just to do it all again, to be able to tell the people the message of Jesus, and that's what we love doing. That's what we want to do this year.
That's awesome. And of course, I understand that there's quite a lot of bookings already for the academic year ahead. But if somebody is interested in getting in touch about possibly having the team to their school, what should they do?
Well, you can get in touch with us. Obviously, we've still got a few dates left to be able to go in and to be able to do all the different programmes that we've got. The best way to do it is normally to email us. So somebody can give us an email at youthandschools@lmi-org.net. And that'd be the best way to be able to get in contact, and we can arrange a date from there to be able to come in.
Okay, that's great. Well, listen, thank you, Danny, Alison and Becky, for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been great having you for the first ever LMI podcast. We hope that everybody listening has really enjoyed it. Please remember the team in your prayers as they begin their outreach for 2014-15 next week. I've been your host, Alan Durish. Thank you for listening.